2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Welcome to the shit show. Hey. Woo-hoo.
Hello there.
The 15-minute morning shit show. Hey, I'm sorry I look out of it. I haven't showered or anything. I never, ever walk downstairs to do the show without showering.
Whose hair is higher right now? Nate's or Elvis's? Hold on. Nate, take your hat off. Whose is higher? Oh, no. Okay, I think it might be Nate.
Nate wins that. Elvis is erect.
I pull it up.
It's the worst feeling ever when you hear your phone vibrating on the nightstand and it's 1 minute till 6 and you're supposed to be on the air at 6. I'm like, fuck!
Yep.
But in all fairness, she didn't have to go that far.
It's still a mess. Anyway, so here we are. There's Froggy. There's Gandhi. Danielle is not there, but I see her gecko or her bearded dragon in the background. Yeah. There's Scary. There's Scotty B, who can't hear us. There's Straight Nate, and there's Garrett and Brody. Hey, Brody. Hey.
Good morning.
The best prop ever today in the background. He always switches it up, but today there's a little dog.
Yeah.
You see the little dog?
That's the puppy. Yeah, she's 9, but yeah, that's Mozzarella. We call her Mootsie.
Aww.
But what you're not seeing is we had a leftover hamburger in the house, which I couldn't help myself. So I have the hamburger here on the plate, and that's the only reason she's sitting here.
Mootsie knows. Hey, by the way, Gandhi's really low, Scary. Can you bring her up?
No, can she only bring she her can up? Do that on her end at this point. All
right. How about now? Can you hear me? Is that better?
Oh, God. Yeah, there you are.
Okay,
so here we are doing the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. Does anyone have any idea of what direction we should point this thing?
I thought we were talking about Nate shitting himself.
Yeah, we're going to point it down below Nate's belt. He sharted in the elevator and just left it there.
Nate, off camera.
I can't hear the microphone. I just farted again.
Oh, God. And it's Nate. Hot farts, right? He has those stinky hot farts.
Nate, off camera, have you checked and see if you sharted your pants yet?
Exactly. I was going to ask you, off camera, can you pull your pants down and see if you sharted yourself?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Please. Yeah, 15-minute morning shart.
Because I feel like I actually did shart because I don't want to see it until I get
home. Okay, when you move around in your seat, when you move around.
Sniff the chair.
It smells bad up here. Can you imagine what it smells like down there?
Scary. is the door open between you two? Can you smell his shart?
It hasn't lingered this way yet. Ew.
I love how Scary went.
Yeah. Scotty, come smell this.
Yuck.
I'd have to go in there.
God.
Why would I want to do that to
myself? Oh, my gosh. Scotty's going in. This is the best. What is wrong with
Scotty
him? Scotty always will go smell something.
Scotty sniffs seats.
Scotty, do you smell the shart?
It may have dissipated a little bit.
Do you smell it?
No.
All right. I have a question.
Is
he covered up?
He's covered.
All right, so he doesn't want droplets.
Last night we made pasta. I made bolognese, and I normally
you made it
just,
again today.
I'm normally just bold use right out of your ass. Marinara, but I had the I can't even pronounce it. Arrabbiata.
Arrabbiata.
Last night was bolognese. Today is busting ass. It's very close.
Scotty B just Lysoled him to death.
I have a question.
What?
Nate always wears the tightest pants. How does it even have room to come out?
Seriously.
Yeah, you would think it would cork it up.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just like go right back in there.
He's throwing this up from the Lysol.
This is disgusting. You're throwing up from Lysol, but you won't throw up from the smell of your guts falling out your butthole.
Oh. All right. What else?
Danielle.
What?
Nate shart or mayonnaise?
Come on. I would probably vomit more from mayonnaise, to be honest.
This is disgusting. Can we talk about something, anything other than this? Oh, look at Nate. Nate, what's wrong?
Pretty nasty.
Oh, Nate, are you okay?
You're coughing up the COVID.
What is the first anniversary gift? I have a question.
Paper.
Paper.
Is it paper?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what are you getting? Stock? What are you getting them?
Cash.
Hopefully.
Cash?
I know for Nate's first anniversary, he can get a roll of toilet paper.
That's paper.
I don't know. You know what? I ordered some stuff for Alex, but Amazon hasn't delivered it yet, so I'm kind of hoping to show up soon. Mm. And I don't know. He's taking me out to some surprise lunch, and he's going to use paper to pay for it, I'm assuming.
Oh, very nice.
Origami.
So Elvis, here's what you have to look forward to. So last night we were opening a bottle of wine for dinner, and for our anniversary, our 7th anniversary, I got Allie a plated that says "Happy 7th anniversary, Darren and Allie." She looks at me and she goes, "Who got us this?" I go, "Me." She goes, "Oh."
Right. Surprise. Yeah. So who in your relationship is the best gift giver? I'm the worst. Alex is the best. So I will fail miserably every single time.
Yeah.
I think I am in my relationship because I think about what Allie needs to help her life get better, whatever it may be. So like if it's something for work, if it's something for her car, whatever it may be, I think about what she needs, not what she wants.
If I did that, I would leave and come back home. That would make
needs.
Lisa's life way better.
Some peace and quiet.
Yeah, that's what she needs.
Lisa's definitely the best gift giver because I'll tell you what Lisa does. Lisa listens all throughout the year, or when I say something that like something would be great or I think something's really cool, she logs it away or she makes a note of it somewhere. And then later on, it just shows up. And I'm like, wow, you remembered I said that. She's so she's always looking.
But on the other hand, she's always remembering things that you don't want her to remember. You remember a year ago when you said blah, blah, blah? I'm still pissed off. Oh, God.
Yes.
I get that all the time.
Yeah.
That's the secret, though. That truly is the secret because I'll do shopping trips with Heather. And it's really not a shopping trip for her to buy something. It's just me doing a little scouting and figuring out, what she likes, what she wants. Yeah. I do that anytime she wants shoes. I'm like, let's go shoe shopping. And then I'm like, oh, those suck. You shouldn't buy those. But then I'll go buy them for a gift.
Aw. Look at little Mootsie.
So cute.
Next to Brody.
There's one piece of hamburger left.
Oh my God. Like, she has quite the restraint.
And as long as you leave it there, she'll hang out with you. The second you eat it, she's
going to That's right. If I give it to her, she'll be gone. I give it to her now. See how long she lasts. Here we go.
Okay. Aw. Look at her. You're so cute.
We had a great weekend with the dogs. We're so in love with our little family. It's amazing. For those who are not dog owners, I get it. You know, they are a lot of work.
Yeah.
It changes your life for the bad and then the good once they get new teeth and stuff.
Yeah. The other day, Rocky vomited, right? So I come into the room. I just hear Rocky get finished with So I go in there and I look and Rex is eating it. And I'm like, would you guys stop? Like, I'm screaming at them, stop. You're so disgusting.
You should thank him for cleaning it up for
No.
Oh, send him over to Nate's place.
No. No. He's going to want to lick me in the mouth 15 minutes later. I'm like, no, get away from me.
Yeah, you quickly forget where their mouth has been.
All right, I'm not a dog owner. Can somebody explain to me why dogs do that? Why do they eat that?
Because they're dogs.
And I've seen them eat cat shit, like, out of the litter
box. Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't get it. It's crap.
I don't know.
You know, when Max was a little puppy, he used to eat his own poop a little bit. We caught him. He got out of that phase quickly.
I read that was a defense mechanism thing, though, because they want to clean up their poop, like, in the wild so that other things don't smell them and know that they were there and
come
around.
I never thought of that.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know how true that is.
All right, well, then tell me this, Gandhi, since you know so much about dogs. Why does my one dog lick the other dog's penis all the time and the other dog doesn't like it? And he won't stop.
Because he's into that. That's your dog's kink.
Yeah. Dogs can be gay, Froggy. It's okay.
That's what I thought. Elvis says, no, that's not the case.
I don't think that necessarily means your dog is gay. I think it just means, because they don't give blowjobs. I mean,
if you walked in the room and if you walked in a room and I was licking Nate's penis, would you think that we were gay? Yes.
I mean,
you're not a dog.
No, I think you're a dog.
Probably like the same reason that they lick you when you're sweaty. Like you want to believe that they're over there trying to clean you up, but it's just salty and they like the way it tastes. Like when they lick your tears, they're not trying to make you feel better. They just like it.
Oh, I just love it. When Froggy called the other day, he said, my dog is trying to deep throat my other dog. I mean, no, he's not.
Froggy's feeding his dog pineapple.
He holds him down and licks his wiener.
I wouldn't want to lick Nate right now, though, honestly.
Oh, when would you, Garrett?
What? Any other day but today. He's a good-looking guy.
Look at Garrett's shirt in the Zoom room. Garrett, pull your camera down a little bit. Yeah.
It's like I went to the concert.
Yeah, I didn't get one of those because everybody else started taking them first, so I didn't get one of those.
I didn't get one of those either.
I didn't get one either.
That's the one thing I didn't get. I didn't get that. Is that an
Who
Elvis
wants it?
Alex
shirt? I'll send it. I'll send this one right now.
It was in your swag bag, I think, right?
Yeah.
Was it?
I think we all got that at our hotel, but the store that opened up after the after the ceremony itself, I didn't realize it was a store.
Yeah, I can tell you where all that shit is. That's at Danielle's house because she took one of everything and then saw it.
Good for you, Danielle.
I did. I got this beautiful, I guess it's an iguana. It's like this big, and it's got all the colors of the, from the beautiful... What the hell?
Day of the Dead.
A wedding.
Thank you, Day of the Dead. I cannot think.
I bet you if I looked it up on eBay, some of that swag is up there. Guaranteed.
No. Oh, Brody.
What?
What'd you sell?
Well, I didn't sell anything. I'm just saying it might be worth $75.
I would have bought something. I didn't get anything.
I wouldn't give it that much, but still. You know what? It has been a year, and we were watching the video last night, and we started crying. It was like, wow, that was just the happiest night. Everyone was in such a great mood, and it was just everything was elevated. You know, it was just...
Yeah.
I wish every night could be that magical, but then I guess we'd take it for granted, right? But.
Yeah.
Hey, Elvis, so it's been a year, and then you've heard most of the stories of the night. Has there been a story you just heard a year later about the wedding night?
We're hearing bits and pieces of people hooking up with other people.
Oh, ooh,
people,
let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Leaving their spouse in the hotel room and tiptoeing down the hotel corridor into another person's room.
Really?
What? Some of that.
Yeah.
What? Shut
up.
What?
A lot of drug use. A lot of drug use that night.
Oh, my God.
Over those nights.
Some of that.
I feel left out.
There
she goes.
I feel very left out. Nobody offered me to come to their room, and nobody asked to come to my room. So I feel very left out of this spouse swapping.
I'm so sorry, bro.
You know what? And the wedding singer who vomited off the back of the stage, but everyone knew that story. It was just a night, and whatever. It was all good. But like I said before on the show, a lot of the gay guys are at the wedding. They were like picking up other people and taking them back and doing them in the room. And I'm like, Alex, we should have stayed. He's like, it's on our wedding night. What are you talking about?
Elvis, how's the car doing?
Oh, the car we gave away?
Yeah.
I guess it's doing well.
I mean, does the guy still have it?
Yeah, no, he still has it. And by the way, I'll admit, and he will probably admit too, he's the last guy on earth that needed to win a car. He could afford 50 cars.
Yeah.
There were so many people there that when I pulled his name out and I saw it, I almost said fuck it and put it back and pulled out another name.
It's your rules.
But there are
you could have said any name you wanted.
Exactly, because, I mean, we're not being governed by the state of New Mexico.
Right. Yes.
And the winner is Dr. Oz.
That was a great night.
The winner is Horace.
It was.
You really ruined weddings. You know what I mean?
Totally ruined them all.
Nate, good luck.
I know. Well, we decided, we're going to do something in the backyard. We're just going to invite our immediate families because, nothing I do will ever even come close to that wedding.
No, that's not true. You got to do your own thing, though. That was our wedding.
Yeah, but his wedding.
But no matter
be
what you do, it'll be jank.
Yeah.
What you did.
I went to two after your wedding, Elvis, and everyone would come up to me like, "So, what's this compared to Elvis's wedding?" it wasn't me saying anything. Everybody was coming up to me.
Just be polite and say, "No, this is a great wedding," and move on.
I've been saying no to everything.
Nate'll have something.
I can't go anymore. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm ruined. Sorry, I'm busy.
I'm going to give away a Matchbox car. All right, my way.
Yes. We got a special delivery, by the way, into the 15-minute morning show.
What's that?
We got a letter.
It said, from a
hey guys, I was listening to the 15-minute morning show podcast, and I heard some of you had your wipes stolen, so I thought I'd help you all out. So I'll be the first guy to give you guys free Lysol wipes. Better lock these up. And that would be these Lysol wipes.
Oh, my God. Look at that. That's gold.
How many did you get?
I don't know who gets them, though.
How many
the ones
did they
who got them stolen from them.
Well, you
technically,
three, right?
The person heard it on the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. That's this podcast. So is this like community wipes?
You're going to reward the people that stole wipes?
I'm just saying.
Feel like wherever they are, those people should get them. So you and Scotty and Nate have been coming in and doing what you're doing every day and risking your health. So if they come to the station, you get them.
Brody doesn't agree, but...
Oh, sorry. Oh,
well, they still have my wipes.
Wait, Nate is waddling in.
Nate to take a wipe. He probably needs one of those for his...
Yeah.
He needs one.
Yeah.
I even use them for my ass right now.
Nate, that will burn.
That burns.
Yeah.
How do you know that burns?
Yeah, they both know it burns.
Trust
me, it burns.
You've tried that. I've done that before.
You've attempted that?
It burns.
It wasn't on purpose. I have regular wipes by my toilet before I got the tushy, and then I had Lysol wipes in there too. I just wasn't paying attention, and whoop, it let me know. Wrong wipe.
All right. Well, with that said, I think we're out of time. So this was quite the intellectually stimulating conversation, boys and girls.
I had fun.
My favorite part was Nate walking like a penguin just now, which nobody saw except for me.
He has poop dripping out of his butthole.
That's disgusting.
That's how Scary runs.
It is. Scary's got the runs, but I mean, he's running. Bye, guys.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.